keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow In Business or K on Twitter.
And you're very welcome back to In Business with Mary Gallagher. If you'd like to get in contact, email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie, tweet @inbusinessrk, or get in contact on LinkedIn on either the Radio Kerry or my own Mary Gallagher page. The Leaving Cert class of 2022, I'm sure, are anxiously awaiting results coming out tomorrow. While the highest number of Leaving Cert students in a decade studied accountancy, this is according to figures from careersportal.ie, and the Chartered Accountants of Ireland feel this is a very welcome move, as there is a real shortage of professionally qualified accountants here in Ireland. Well, to talk more about this, I'm joined now by Pat O'Neill, who is the president of the Chartered Accountants of Ireland. Pat, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Mary.
Leaving Cert results out tomorrow, and the class of 22, as they are awaiting the results, it has shown that there has been a growth in interest in accounting as a subject. You're feeling that's quite a good thing, as there is a shortage of fully qualified accountants in Ireland at the moment.
There is. And from my own perspective, I have a Leaving Certificate student awaiting results tomorrow, the first in our household. So I sympathise and empathise with all the nerves that are out there. But from the accounting perspective, yes, there is a shortage of accounting skills at the moment in the economy. A recent study showed that the accounting profession is critical to the economy. So the last time this was measured was back in 2018 by Oxford Economics, and the contribution of the accounting profession was 12.7 billion in terms of the Irish economy, about 4.4% of GDP. About 25% of that made up of accounting in the firms and in the profession in the real sense, but about 75% of those in industry. So a real big contributor to the economy. But we've seen in recent years that all businesses are struggling with accounting capacity at the moment. There's a huge demand out there for accounting skill set, and the supply is limited. And we as a profession are really looking to promote feeding more people into the profession. That happens through the schools, at Leaving Cert cycle, senior cycle, through the universities, and directly from school into the profession. So it's a real live issue at the moment. It's on the critical skills list from the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. It is seen as a real issue for the economy in terms of making sure we have enough supply there.
And with the, I suppose, the growth and development of technology over the years, that hasn't impacted the need for actual qualified accountants, has it?
It has. There's been a tremendous explosion in the service industry in Ireland, a tremendous growth in the foreign direct investment here, and particularly in shared service centres, accounting functions of US multinationals and other multinationals in Ireland, where the accounting functions for many of their European businesses actually sit in Ireland. So, you know, the financial controllers, financial directors of businesses across Europe are actually located in those European headquarters of those businesses here. So a really significant demand. And of course, that service economy has grown so much in the last few years that demand for accountants has really outstripped supply. So for young people coming out of school and university, there are great career opportunities there. And Mary, one of the recent interesting developments is that new standards have just been published for sustainability reporting. And that's going to be something that is predominantly taken up by the accounting industry. You know, it's as big as the accounting standards that were issued many years ago. And there are requirements now for companies going forward to report on sustainability, to have assurance around sustainability reporting. And so that's going to see an even bigger increase in the demand for accountants going forward.
Yes, so there are a variety of roles within accountancy that people can take, whether it's in, say, an accountancy practice or in a particular sector, and different kinds of roles within that as well.
That's correct. You know, the vast majority of accountants now don't necessarily work in the small, medium and large practices of the accounting firms. They actually work out in industry. So, you know, with many of our service and manufacturing industries, so there is a real varied career path for people coming out. And, you know, that traditional view of accountants in suits and ties, that's really a thing of the past now. And so we find our young people coming in, they're working a lot with technology, They're working on data analytics, which is a huge growth area. So it's a really exciting time for people to be going into the profession.
With regards to getting into the profession, there are a number of routes, really, aren't there? You know, not just for young people, but perhaps maybe somebody who has been working a while in a particular career and fancies a career change. There are a number of different routes into accountancy.
Yeah, accountancy has never been as accessible as a profession as it is at the moment. And we'd like to remind students receiving their Leaving Cert results this week of the wide variety of routes into it. There are many options for the next generation to join the profession, whether directly out of school, via Accounting Technicians Ireland, which is a related body to Chartered Accountants Ireland, or after university or college. In addition to the well-established training contract, where people go into firms and train for 3 years or 3.5 years, which is familiar to many, since 2009, Chartered Accountants Ireland has offered a flexible route, working and training with one of the many companies out there in different sectors that train chartered accountants through their dedicated graduate programs.
And you're currently recruiting yourselves for the upcoming academic year?
We are currently recruiting, yes. We have at the moment, I mean, the chartered profession in Ireland has 31,000 members worldwide, about 21,000 of those in Ireland. We have 7,000 students training at any one time. We take in an intake of roughly 1,700 to 1,800 students a year. The current year's cohort will be coming in the autumn, and you know, it's an exciting time for those people to start their accountancy career.
And with regards to jobs itself, I'd imagine they're spread right across the country.
They're spread right across the country. The SME sector in particular makes up a huge proportion of number of employers in the country, as you well know. 99.8% of the businesses in Ireland by number are SMEs. It's an area where the government has targeted growth in job numbers of over 200,000. And so right across the country, those opportunities are there, whether that's in the big urban centres of Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Waterford, or in the regions. I'm originally from the Midwest myself, from Shannon, but right across the West Coast through the Midlands, huge demand for accountants across the country.
And Pat, just before we finish up, you're recruiting yourselves there in the Chartered Accountants. Where can people get more information if they are looking for it?
Yes, I would go to the Chartered Accountants website. That's probably the best source of information. That gives some information on job opportunities, the career. So that would be really helpful for students. I'd ask those coming out of second level to talk to their career guidance counsellors. But I think the website at the moment, we are the biggest accountancy body in the country in terms of new intake of students. We account for 50% of all accountants coming into the profession to train. So that Chartered Accountants website is the best location to get information.
Okay, and charteredaccountants.ie.
That's right.
Okay. Well, look, Pat, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Mary, and best of luck to all the students tomorrow in receiving their results.
Pat O'Neill there, President of Chartered Accountants Ireland.